Nahum chapter 1. Life is like a coin. Pleasure and pain are the two sides. Only one side is seen at a time, but remember that the other side is waiting for its turn. When we read chapters like this, we realize that just as a coin has two sides, there are two different manifestations of the same God. To the person who turns his back on him, God is a fearsome and stern God. To the one who approaches him with a contrite and humbled heart, God is a tender and compassionate God. It's not about flipping the coin to see which side of God comes out. It's not about luck. It's about seeking him sincerely, and once he finds us, for he is always who initiates the search, placing ourselves entirely into his hands. When we approach God like this, we experience what verse 7 declares. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. In these last few days, when I was overwhelmed with fear and uncertainty, these words helped me. It was my refuge in times of distress. That's the God I know. And the verse encourages me because it not only describes him as good and as a refuge in the day of trouble, but a God who knows and protects me. But it is not in pleasure or when everything is going well when we learn to know him best. It is precisely when we are in difficult circumstances that his person and his presence become so real. Thank you, Lord, for the trials, because through them I was able to know you better. And I will dwell in that side of my God, because I will never experience the other.